the supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord and Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Today is Ashura. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. You're listening today's special from IRIB English Radio on the day of Ashura. Peace be upon the loneliness of the lonely. Peace be upon the greatest martyr of all martyrs. Peace be upon him who was slain by the individuals of illegitimate birth. Peace be upon the one who is at rest in Karbala. Peace be upon the one for whom the heavenly angels wept. Today is Ashura.
Their names in heaven were mentioned. The first word that Adam spoken. Now they lay on earth with their backs broken. Our Lord swore bitter, and he sees all the unseen. But what did Zainab die see, looking at Aliyah?
Today is Friday, 10th of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, accept our condolences on Ashura.
أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بأبي الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهن منصورهن من آل محمد.
The Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, O Fatima, every eye shall be weeping on the day of judgment, except the eye which has shed tears over the tragedy of Hussein. For surely that eye shall be laughing and shall be given the glad tidings of the bounties and comforts of paradise. Ashura marks the day in which Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Imam al-Hussein, and all 72 of his companions were violently martyred more than 14 centuries ago in Karbala. They all sacrifice what they have to save Islam from utter distortion and destruction. Thus, every year on the day of Ashura, millions of mourners commemorate their martyrdom anniversary to memorize what Imam al-Hussein taught us. He taught us all how to stand up and resist oppression, monarchy, Shims, Yazids, and Ibn Ziyads of the present time, the current age. Condolences to every Muslim all over the world, to every freeman all over the world, to every Shia all over the world.
So the first step was bala and understanding the calamity of Ashura. The second thing is now grieving, now that you know it is the worst bala that happened upon anybody. And it is the bala that the angels understand. It is the bala of the Ahlul Islam, the people of Islam. We now understand that we should grieve, we should become sad for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. That we should shed tears for him. If we look at the narrations, we understand that all the prophets cried for Imam Hussein. Even Adam, when he understood about what happened to Imam Hussein, he began to cry. One of the stories I'd like to share to you with you today is the story of Prophet Zakaria. Prophet Zakaria was taught the names, the Al-Asma. What are the names? Prophet Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein. He was taught these names. This narration is in the book of Ihtijaj, Al-Ihtijaj of Sheikh Tabarsi. When he learned these names, the name of Imam Hussein was taught to him. It says in the narration that it says, إِذَا ذَكَرْتُ الْحُسَيْنِ تَدْمَعُ عَيْنِي. When I hear this name, Allah, you have taught me the name of Hussein, I begin to cry. And then he learns the story of Karbala. What happens to Prophet Zakaria when he learns about Imam Hussein? What would happen to him? It says, فَلَمَّا سَمِعَ ذَلِكَ زَكَرِيَا لَمْ يُفَارِقْ مَسْجِدَهُ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ. 3 days he kept himself in the masjid. وَمَّنَعَ فِيهِنَّ النَّاسِ مِنْ دُخُولَ عَلَيْهِ. He didn't allow anybody to enter. وَأَقْبَلَ Al-Buka, and he began to cry and cry and cry. Prophet Zakaria, knowing that what happened to Imam Hussein, his brothers and sisters, the reality of Ashura can only be witnessed by the prophets and their successors. They truly know what happened to Imam Hussein. They can truly understand the batin and the essence of Karbala. So what did Prophet Zakaria do dua for? He wanted reward. We say, give us some of the reward of the musab, of those that have been afflicted. Give us some of this reward. He wanted the reward of calamity, of huzn, of patience. So he did a very special dua. He says in this narration, Elahi orzuqni walada, God grant me a son that I love, a son that I like, and then take away that son for me, so that I can in the same way have the affliction of the noble messenger of Allah, that he knows that his son, because in the traditions the Prophet talks about Imam Hussein as his son, even though it is his grandson, that when Allah took away and put bala in Imam Hussein and martyred Imam Hussein, that that is the bala of the Holy Prophet. So in the same way, give me a son so I can share that bala of the Holy Prophet, knowing that his grandson, knowing that his son will be martyred. And Allah gave him Yahya, and Yahya was martyred, and is very similar in story and very similar to Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. Who is Hussein? Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. God loves those who love Hussein. These were the words of Muhammad, Messenger of Allah, concerning his grandson. The Prophet Muhammad distinctly linked those loved by Allah to those who love Hussein. On other occasion, when Imam al-Hussein came toward Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah said, I swear by the one who sent me as a prophet with truth that the remembrance of Hussein, the son of Ali, is greater in heaven than it is on earth. On the right of Allah's throne, he, Imam al-Hussein, is written as the lamb of guidance and the ship of salvation. As with all the holy infallibles, Imam al-Hussein's virtues span a multitude of dimensions which cannot be encompassed by this short announcement. However, in the mind of many sincere devotees, Imam al-Hussein is most remembered for his knowledge, piety, and revolution against tyranny. Condolences on Ashura.
Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bi fana'ik alayka minni salamullah abadan ma baqitu wa baqiya al-layl wa an-nahar Allah ja'alahu Allah akhir al-ahd min ziyaratik Assalamu ala al-Husayn. وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
Merit of visiting the tomb of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, peace be upon him. It is related that the pilgrims of the grave of the tomb of Imam al-Hussein will enter paradise 40 years before others, who will be engaged in accountability and abeyance, while his pilgrim will turn his sins into a pride upon the door of his house and will pass upon it as you pass upon the bridge while leaving it behind. It is related that it will be said to the pilgrims of Imam al-Hussein on the day of Qiyamah, the resurrection day, that catch hold of the hands of anyone whom you befriend and enter them into paradise. Then each man will catch hold of the hand of another until a man will say to another, Do you not recognize me? I am the one who had risen for you on such and such day. He shall enter him into paradise without any hindrance or restraint.
now time for the farewell. Imam Hussein alayhi salam addresses the women folk. He tells them, Ya Zainab, Ya Umma Kulthum, Ya Sakina, Ya Ruqayya, Ya Fatima, Alaykunna minna salam. O Zainab, O Umma Kulthum, O Sakina, O Ruqayya, O Fatima, I bid you farewell. His daughter Sakina asks him, she says, Oh my father, are you preparing for death? He tells her, كَيْفَ لَا يَسْتَسْلِمُ مَنْ لَا نَاصِرَ لَهُ وَلَا مُعِينَ How can somebody who has no helpers not prepare for death? He now bids farewell to his sister, Zainab Salamullahi Alayha, to his son, Imam Zainul Abidin Alayhi Salam. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ Imam Hussein alayhi salam is now advancing towards the enemy, raising his sword. He has no hope of survival. He challenges them one by one to duels. He kills all those who accept his challenges. And then he charges on the army's east flank, crying out, Al-Mawt awla min rukub al-aar, wal-aaru awla min dukul al-naar. Death is better than accepting and dying in a state of humility. And dying in humility is better than being in the fire of hell. And then after that, he attacks the left flank of the army, saying, "Ana al-Husayn ibn Ali, alaytu alaytu an la anthani, ahmi ayalati abi, amdi ala din al-Nabi." If you do not know me, then I am Hussein, the son of Ali. I will never bow nor bend. I will protect the family of my father. I will remain on the creed of my prophet. 4,000 arrows are shot at Hussein. He is forced to come off of his horse. Imam Hussein alayhi salam sees that they are now going to take advantage of the opportunity to loot the tents of the women. He cries out at them, Oh, followers of Abu Sufyan, Ya Shi'ata Ali Abi Sufyan. At least if you do not have any religion with you, and if you do not fear the hereafter, then be free in your lives and do not loot the tents while I am alive. Shimr orders them to hold off until Imam Hussein alayhi salam is killed. Imam Hussein alayhi salam goes and fights and he comes back to the tents. He goes and fights and comes back to the tents. The women and the children are holding to his clothes. They are moaning, stunned by the situation. They keep on begging Imam Hussein alayhi salam for water. And they are scared. They are telling him to protect them. Umar ibn Sa'ad wants to put an end to this. He tells his men, Woe to you! Attack him right now while he is distracted with the women and the children. Because if he were to direct his attention to you, you will not be able to survive against Hussein ibn Ali. They begin to fire so many arrows against him. Some of the arrows even come and pierce the tents of the women. They are very scared over what is happening. Imam Hussein alayhi salam comes out of the tents like an angry lion. Anybody who comes up to him and tries to catch up with him, he stabs with his sword. At this point, he comes back to his quarters, saying, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. The thirst is too much to bear. He asks for some water. Shimr cries out, لعنتullahi عليه. You shall not have a taste of water until you reach the fire of hell. Another man cries out, O Hussein, Do you not see this water of the Euphrates, how it is clear as the belly of a snake? You shall not taste of it until you die of thirst. Imam Hussein alayhi salam cries out, O Allah, cause this man to die of thirst. At this point, Hussein alayhi salam is overcome by the thirst of not having water for so many days. He stands to rest and he stops fighting. At this point, a man throws a stone at him. The stone hits the forehead of Imam. Blood starts to run down the face of Imam Hussein. He takes his shirt up to wipe the blood from the face. But then another man shoots a three-pronged arrow that pierces the chest of Imam Hussein and settles in his heart. Imam Hussein immediately cries out, Bismillahi wa billah. Bismillahi wa billahi wa ala millati Rasulillah.
As-salamu ala al-murammali bid-dimai. As-salamu ala gharibi al-ghurabai. As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala ansari al-Husayn.
Assalamu alaikum, Ya Abu Abdullah. Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep us in your dua and fi amanillah.
Allahumma ij'al mahya ya mahya
mahya
Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati
wa mamati
ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.
Food for thought. Salam and our heartfelt condolences to all on the fateful day of Ashura when Imam Hussein, peace upon him, while glancing over the army of Yazid in Karbala and seeing Umar ibn Sa'd ordering his forces to attack him, had said, "This day Allah has permitted us to engage in jihad and He shall reward us for our martyrdom. So prepare yourself to fight against the enemies of Islam with patience and resistance. O sons of the noble and self-respected persons, be patient, for death is nothing but the bridge which you must cross after facing trials and tribulations so as to reach heavens and its joys. Which of you do not like to go from this prison of the world to the lofty palaces of paradise?"
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all power. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, so I in loss for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about the virtues of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. As you know, we are in the month of Muharram, and what is more, today is the day of Ashura. And as you know, today is the day when Imam Husayn alayhi salam was brutally martyred and killed along with his faithful companions and some of his family members on the plains of Karbala at the hands of the army of the tyrant Yazid ibn Muawiyah alayhi la'na. And for this, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners and our respected audience condolences on this most grave and this most solemn and most sad day. In this beautiful hadith, we read one of the virtues of Imam Husayn alayhi salam, narrated from his grandfather, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A person named Sa'id ibn Abi Rashid, he narrates on the authority of Ya'la al-Amiri. This person, he says that, meaning Ya'la al-Amiri, he says that he accompanied the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to a meal that he had been invited to. The Prophet was invited to somebody's house for a meal, and this person, Ya'la, he accompanied the Prophet to the meal. The Prophet, and this person narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam went ahead towards the people. And he kind of moved ahead and was walking ahead towards the people who were there at that gathering, whilst Hussein alayhi salam was playing with the other children. Right? The Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he had accompanied the Prophet, but he was a child at that time. The Imam Hussein alayhi salam kind of distanced himself from the Prophet and started and began playing with the other children at the gathering. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam wanted to take him, meaning the Prophet, he wanted to take Imam Hussein alayhi salam in his arms and hug him. But the child ran from here to there. The child was playing. Right? He was playing and the Prophet couldn't catch him. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam started to make him laugh. Prophet, he did something where Imam Hussein alayhi salam began to laugh, and when he did, he finally caught him. When he did so, this person narrates that he put one hand behind his neck, the neck of the Imam, and the other under his chin. Then he placed his mouth on Hussein's mouth and kissed him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed Imam Hussein. Then he said the following very famous hadith: Husaynun minni wa ana min Husayn. Husayn is from me, and I am from Husayn. Ahabballahu man ahabba Husayna. May Allah love one who loves Husayn. Husayn is a special grandson from amongst other grandchildren. Husaynun sibtum min al-asbat. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at one of the beautiful virtues of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
السلام عليكم. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Qur'an Kareem, a series of Qur'anic sessions on practical tajweed rules and short tafsiri messages from the verses or ayat of the Qur'an Kareem. I really welcome you all, and I'm really happy that I have Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Fawad Haider with me today in this session. Assalamu alaikum and welcome everyone. Fine?
Wa alaikum salam sir, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, Ali Nasir?
Alaikum well? Salam sir, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan Nasrullah?
Alaikum salam sir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you so much, I'm good. And Fawad Haider?
Fine sir.
Alhamdulillah. So brothers and sisters, we hope you're fine inshallah. We really recommend you stay with us till the end of this session. Today we'll talk about ayah 122 of Surah An-Nisa on page 98. Brothers and sisters, let's all together with Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir and you listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Walladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihati sanudkhiluhum jannat. سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا وعد الله حقا ومن أصدق من الله قيلا.
ما شاء الله. Nice recitation. Allah bless the reciter. In this ayah, Allah Almighty says, we'll have a short explanation, okay, first, then we'll move on to the tajweed rules. All right, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali, Nasir?
Yes.
All right, brothers and sisters? Yes. Okay, I heard them. So, Allah Almighty says in this ayah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Okay, and those who have faith, but those who have faith and do righteous deeds, سَنُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتِ, we will admit them into gardens. تَجْرِي, gardens here means, okay, the gardens in the heaven, okay? تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ, with streams running in them. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, to remain in them forever, eternally. وعد الله حقا, a true promise of Allah. ومن أصدق من الله قيلا, and who is truer in speech than Allah Almighty? In the one, there was an ayah. Okay, we talked about it. It was ومن أحسن من الله حديثا, right? وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلَ. Who is truthful, more truthful, okay, than Allah Almighty in speech. Okay, what does this ayah want to explain? Look, in the previous verses, Allah Almighty was talking about those who do not have faith, okay, the faithless people, and what happens to them. Here, Allah Almighty talks about the people who believe and the people who what? Who do righteous deeds. The very first point, Hussein, what do you think? Is like believing in Allah Almighty enough for our perfection, for our for our prosperous life in the hereafter? Like you just believe, oh, I believe in Allah Almighty. I really, really believe, okay? That Allah is one, the day of judgment is a truth, these things?
No, not only believing, we should also act.
All right, practices also, like doing, perform, action is also important, yes? Yeah?
Yes.
So in the Quran we have, وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُهُ. This iman that you have, if you want to make this iman perfect, to the perfect level of iman you want to get, okay, you must also have actions. Good deeds you should have, okay? If you believe, Fawad, if you believe that Allah Almighty has commanded you to perform the prayers, somebody says, what about Salat? Do you believe in Salat, that Allah Almighty has commanded you to do the prayers? You say, yes, I really, really, wholeheartedly, I believe in this. 100% I believe that Allah Almighty has commanded me to perform the prayers. So, now you believe. Is it enough?
No.
No? Go do it. Do the prayers. Alright? So this amal al-salih is with the iman. Yeah? In Surah Al-Asr, we recite this way. وَالْعَصْرِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. No, not just آمَنُوا. Not just عَمَلُوا الصَّالِحِ. Together. آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَ. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. All right? That's the important point. Yes, Hussein? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ
Yes.
Yeah, here. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. So if you don't have this عمل الصالح, you won't enter paradise. That's not enough for you, okay? So if you wanna, like what? Like enter paradise? Like, look, iman, it's easy, okay, to believe, okay? But it's very difficult to stay firm on your belief. Like to act upon your beliefs. Got it? You believe in imama. You believe in imama. The imams are after the prophet. But you don't follow the prophet. Amal al-salih? No. So believing and following the imam at the same time. This makes it perfect. Alright? That's all. Let's inshallah ask our brothers and sisters to... One more thing. وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ. This is the promise of Allah Almighty, okay? Look, Allah Almighty has these things that He promises. Brothers and sisters, that was a short explanation. Hope you have learned something. Please refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, for more explanation.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض
حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Fawad Hassan Hussein Ali Nasser, time to explain some tajweed points and recite the ayah with,
Tajweed rules.
Alright, fluently, yes? So, the first point, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَنُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتِ. So in this ayah, we have a very important point that's about the pronunciations of the letters. You must really pay attention to some of these letters that we mentioned. Waw must be pronounced correctly. Wa, wa, wa. Not va, va. We don't have v in Arabic. Wa. Alladhina. Dhal. The next letter. Aman. Which letter is important?
Hamza.
The a sound. Amilu. What letter is important? Ayn. Salihat. Which letter is important?
Saad.
Saad and?
Ha.
Ha. These letters are important. Sanudkhiluhum jannatin tajri min tahtihal anhar. Tahtihal. Ha and?
Ha.
Ha. Khalidina.
Kha.
Kha. Fiha abada. Wa'adallahi haqqa. Ayn. Ha. Waw. Ha. Qaf. These letters important. Practice them. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلَ قَافْ صَاد and that's all. So, these are about the pronunciations. Now, some other rules. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا make sure the A, E, U and A, E, U they all are pronounced correctly, okay? Make sure you don't make mistakes. Do not mix them up. Short vowels must be pronounced short. Shortly. Long vowels must be extended. So, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَنُدْخِلُهُمْ The doll appears ساكن and
قلقل.
The rule قلقل is applied.
Echoing sound.
Yeah, echoing sound. سَنُدْخِلُهُمْ Not نُدُخِلُهُمْ, no. نُدَخِلُهُمْ, no. نُدْ Just an echoing sound. سَنُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّات جَنَّات Noon Mushaddad will be pronounced with an extension and a nasal sound. Jannatin Tajri. Tin ends with Tanween.
Ikhfa.
All right. Then the next letter is Ta. The letter Ta is from the rest of the letters. And the rule, it matches the rule Ikhfa, which means you hide the sound of Tanween. Tin Tajri. Tin Tajri. Tajri, the word, the letter Jim is sakin. Make sure you pronounce it with an echoing sound. And min tahtih al anhar, the same as jannatin tajri, you hide the sound. Min tahtih al anhar, tahtiha has an alif mad. But since you have hamzat al wasl, lam al ta'rif, you skip them and alif mad is also skipped. Tahtiha al Not تحتي هال أنهار. تحتي هال أنهار. Quickly join ha to that lam. خالدين. Make an a sound with خا. خالدين فيها أبدا. The mad is not wajib. You can extend it or ignore it. صلا tells you it's better to
continue.
But you can stop here. وعد الله حقا. Allah is pronounced heavily. حقاً changes to حقاً. If you stop here. If you don't stop here, the tanween is merged with the waw. حقاً. Right?
So the tashdeed is pronounced still? Yeah.
Tashdeed, yes. Tanween is also pronounced. حقاً. Right? وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلَ No important rule, okay? That's all. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ It is as if no rule is applied, yeah. okay? وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلَ قِيلًا It is قِيلَ It changes to, okay?
Alif.
Question.
Yeah.
So, like, these pronunciations change when the word is ending. Does it change the meaning?
No.
Like, if you...
It doesn't like, change the meaning.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't, okay? So... If you like stop somewhere where it's not appropriate, okay, it cannot refer, it cannot what? Infer the meaning, it cannot give them, deliver the meaning, okay, the message. So that's why there are, inshallah, rules we will talk about them, about the how to stop, okay. We have already talked about them in Tajweed rules.
Yes.
So, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا Now it's time to read once this ayah with Tajweed rules. Ready?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, repeat after us, please. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار
والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار
سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا
سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا
أحسن You can extend the sound of فيها or ignore وعد الله حقا
وعد الله حقا
ومن أصدق من الله قيلا
ومن أصدق من الله قيلا
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us. Allah bless you, inshallah. Stay with IRB English Radio. Next session, inshallah, will be here with you the same time tomorrow. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Brother Fawad Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir, thank you so much for being with us. Inshallah, we'll see you in the next session. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
كربلاء Why do you hold such memories عاشوراء
السلام على
إنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام. The son of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali, the son of the Lady of Light, the esteemed Fatima, the grandson of the holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards patience and fortitude. The one who has eloquently said, Be aware that all good works bear praise, and they bear commendation and bring about a good reward. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his dialogues.
Imam al-Hussein's words after the noon prayer on the day of Ashura. O noble men, this is the paradise whose gates have been opened up. Its rivers are full of water and its fruits are ripe. This is the Prophet of Allah. May Allah bless him and his progeny and the martyrs killed in the cause of Allah, who look forward to your arrival and give each other the good tidings of your coming. Hence, support the religion of Allah and the religion of His Prophet, and sacrifice yourselves for the haram and the family of the Prophet.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifina'i alayka.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of Ziyara al-Nahiya al-Muqaddasa. Stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام على الحسين الذي سمحت نفسه بمهجته.
Peace be upon al-Husayn, who sacrificed himself up to the last drops of the blood of his heart.
السلام على من أطاع الله في سره وعلانيته.
Peace be upon him who obeyed Allah secretly and openly.
السلام على من جعل الله الشفاء في تربته.
Peace be upon whom Allah placed a cure in the soul of his place of martyrdom.
السلام على من الإجابة تحت قبته.
Peace be upon the one under whose dome answer to supplications is guaranteed.
السلام على من الأئمة من ذريته.
Peace be upon the one in whose descendants are the Imams after him.
السلام على ابن خاتم الأنبياء. السلام على ابن سيد الأوصياء.
Peace be upon the son of the seal of the prophets. Peace be upon the son of the chief of the executors.
السلام على ابن فاطمة الزهراء. السلام على ابن خديجة الكبرى.
Peace be upon the son of Fatima, the radiant. Peace be upon the son of Khadija, the great.
السلام على ابن سدرة المنتهى. السلام على ابن جنة المأوى. السلام على ابن زمزم والصفا.
Peace be upon the son of the low tree in the outermost boundary of heaven. Peace be upon the son of the garden of refuge. Peace be upon the son of Zamzam and As-Safa.
السلام على المرمل بالدماء. السلام على المهتوك الخباء. السلام على خامس أصحاب أهل الكسايا.
Peace be upon him who was saturated in his blood. Peace be upon him whose tents were violated. Peace be upon the fifth of the people of the cloak.
Look what Karbala gave us. In return, what can we give? I thought I'd go there to die, but in fact I went there to live.
You cannot die. You cannot die. You are alive and I won't stop believing that I may die, but you will.
that you live on, even though we're left grieving. And I will walk on the road you would walk. Your words live on, though you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the dialogues of the Master of the Martyrs, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. In this dialogue with his esteemed companions, after conducting the noon prayers, we find that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam encourages and emphasizes to his companions the support of the religion of Allah and the support and the defense of the religion of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam also speaks about sacrifice. And so in this dialogue, these are two things that we learn. One is that we must defend and support the religion of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And dear friends, what are we supporting and what are we defending? We are defending and supporting a perfect way of life. For Islam is a beautiful order that has been sent by the Almighty Allah. It is the order and the final order, the final command, the final message, with the purpose of perfecting humanity, of bringing bliss and happiness, prosperity and success, both in this world and the hereafter. And so, what a beautiful religion, what a beautiful message to defend and to support. A message which will ultimately bring perfection and balance and order to humanity. And in turn, what better thing could there be than Islam for us to protect and defend and sacrifice when the time needs be. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always. عليك مني
every night and every day, every night.